This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're talking with Cade Woods, pitcher for the LSU Tigers and also an outdoorsman. Cade, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Dunn.
Hey, listen, you guys kept me up late last night. I was very entertained by the game. Unfortunately, it did not end up in the greatest way, did it?
No, you know, that's a tough one. But, you know, guys played great, and, you know, we got one more to take the series from them, so I think we got it.
Yep, 2 o'clock this afternoon, and could be the first series victory for the SEC for the season. Let's hope it happens. Hey, tell us about your pitching, where you went to high school, and your little stint over at Alabama, and now you're over at LSU.
Yes, sir. So I started out at Ouachita Christian, a small little private school in Monroe, Louisiana, and thankfully got to go play at the University of Alabama, you know, great school. Was there for 2 years, pitched for 1 year, had some injury the first time through, and, you know, had a good enough year to, you know, get seen and get back home to LSU, and I couldn't be more grateful for that.
Well, great, and looking for big things from you. We enjoyed you and Alec Milazzo going out to Hackberry Rod and Gun with the Stancils and doing a blast and cast. Tell us how that went.
Oh, that was a blast. You know, it was so much fun. We got there early, got to hang out, and then got to eat some great food, woke up and had a good shoot in the morning. You know, I had real fun, you know, got to ride around the boat, actually got our limit, and then went out afterwards and, you know, got to go out and it was a little bit slow, got out on the water a little bit late, but, you know, it's still fun just getting it wet, you know, and having good times with all the guys. And, you know, one of the better hunts I've ever been a part of down south, and especially at that time of the year. So I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah, and hunting and fishing is nothing new to you. You grew up doing that up in North Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, like I said, anything you can think of, I probably hunted it or, you know, stalked it, you know, something that flies, anything. So it's not new to me or my family.
How tough was it teaching Alex how to knock those ducks down? Was he a pretty easy learner or hard learner?
You know, I think I had to teach him anything. And I wouldn't tell him this to his face, but he might be a better shot than me.
Yeah, but we won't let him hear that at all. Yeah, well, you know, what else are the plans you got going on after baseball season as far as doing any hunting or fishing? What you looking forward to?
You know, I haven't really thought that much into it, but, you know, I'd like to – you know, for me, I just like to get back out into the outdoors and, you know, just kind of doing my own thing. But for now, I think we're focusing on getting these wins and staying in the win column. And, you know, if we're winning, everybody in Baton Rouge is happy. So we got to stay focused right now. But, you know, if an opportunity comes where I can get to the outdoors and possibly do some fishing, you know, that's definitely going to be the first thing on my mind.
Well, you got a national championship to win before you can do that. And I just want to let you know I've already put a message in to Coach Johnson to get you some more pitching time, so you should be looking forward to that.
That sounds great.
We'll be looking forward to seeing you. Number 25, right, for people that want to take a look at you on the field?
Yes, sir.
25 on your jersey, number one in at least some folks' heart. And I got to tell you, we really enjoyed getting with you and Alex and doing that feature. And I think people will love watching y'all shooting ducks and catching fish. And it'll be on this week's episode of Bayou Wild TV. It's called Tigers in the Wild. And It's a presentation of Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. Okay, good luck on the rest of the season, and good luck on your fishing and hunting adventures, and thanks for making a really great episode. I think people are going to enjoy watching and hearing from you guys.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much for having me again. Had a blast.
All right, good luck on this afternoon's game.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mr. Don.
All righty, Cade. There he goes, Cade Woods, pitcher for LSU.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.